Today's reading is from the book of God's Revelation. And the man ascended the mountain of silver, the third mount that rose more than a mile above the level of the sea. And he heard the word speaking to the ear of his spirit, saying, "This is the third message to the churches. The worlds of darkness, of which the world of matter and its inhabitants are issue, has dominion over the world made mortal by error. The flesh, being of darkness, is made in the image of the dark one. It is the nature of man to sin and commit error, as the natural order of the world dictates. The spirit of man, being made in the image of God, is of the dominion of light. Therefore, if the spirit looks to that light, it comes under the divine order of heaven and not under the natural order of the earth. Man is made a living soul by the image and the word embodied in the spirit. Once invested with the divine nature, the reborn soul sins not, dies not. The true church of God and the congregation of God's people are righteous spirits, reborn living souls at one with the dominions of light. As living souls, God's people become the friends and instructors of all people, shining as sons of righteousness on earth, just as the Son of righteousness in heaven shines on all peoples. God is restorer and deliverer of all peoples. They claim a spiritual origin made in the image of God. But if the people not become righteous, desiring instead to serve darkness and to follow the ways of the world, then darkness incarnates in their spirits, and they join the league of fallen angels made in the image of darkness, which is removed from the Godhead. Satan, that old enemy of man, with his devil spirits, is the destroyer of humankind. He has endowed the world and its inhabitants with error and ignorance of God. God is truly the friend of man. He has revealed the image of himself and spoken his word in the light so that all peoples everywhere might know their Creator. God has lit the sun of the earth with his righteousness so that all eyes might see. God has spoken his word within the light of the sun, so that all ears might hear. God has opened the portals of the dominions of light for man to enter. Therefore, the judgment of God is one of truth, justice, love, peace, goodness, mercy, and grace. God has lit the sun with the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, strength, power, blessing, and awe, so that all persons may acknowledge God's legacy with thanksgiving, confessing that he has not forsaken them nor concealed himself from them. The man betook himself to the consecrated church of New Pergamos, situated at the crest of the north peak on the mountain of silver. And he heard the word of prophecy speak out of the sun, saying, "This John wrote, as moved by the spirit of the age, to the church of Pergamos. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth." And that was the message revealed to the church of Pergamos, now fulfilled in the world by the word of the Lord, which speaks in the light of his image. The true bread of life comes down from heaven as a gift of God to feed the soul. And by feeding on that bread of life, the soul lives. The bread of life, that same food given to the angels, is the word of God, that clothes the soul with light. Under Moses, the Lord gave the Hebrews in the desert the manna as a white stone tasting of honey. And they did keep it in the ark, forgetting the true bread of life that God promised to rain down from heaven. Jesus did teach of the bread of life given by God from heaven, and his followers became living souls. The Christians, like the Hebrews before, forgot the source of the true bread of life. They locked it away in the ark, holding to the husk and throwing away the kernel. The churches have kept the people from the true bread of life. The soul does not live by the reading of scriptural accounts of the lives of Jesus and the disciples who did eat of the bread of life. The soul lives not on memorials, but only on the bread of life, which God has given afresh under the church of the second advent of God. Reveal to the churches that God sends down the bread of life so that the souls of men and women might live anew under the law, given new life by God. Thus the word ceased to speak, and the man went down from the mountain of silver. And we will now have the blessings.